Chapter 4. Extract from the writings of Sextus, Father Abbot of Redwall Abbey in Mossflower Country.
It appears to me that small bees are as foolish as they are fat and fuzzy. Take, for example, this fellow, humming and bumbling around me as if I were a flower. Very disturbing when one is penning a chronicle. I think he wants this crumb of honey pudding stuck to my whiskers. Here, take it, you rogue. No, the crumb, not my paw. Deary me, are all bees as short-sighted as this one? What a recorder I am, playing with bees when I should be writing. Alas, the summer is to blame. It makes me want to dash outside and play with the Dibbons, our abbey young ones. It is they who hold the hope of Redwall's future. Our abbey would not flourish without the young. Many old friends have passed on to quiet pastures. Abbot Bernard, Friar Cocklebur, old Gabriel Quill, and a few other dear companions have run their seasons peacefully to a close. But the earth and its creatures continue to be renewed. Please forgive my ramblings and reminiscences under the spell of a warm summer. Let me tell you what has taken place of late at Redwall Abbey. It all started as I was strolling in the orchard with Marielle's father, Joseph the Bellmaker. We were enjoying the early morning peace together. Joseph told me that he had been thinking about Marielle a lot and worrying about her. More than 4 seasons have passed since she went off adventuring with that rogue Dandin, a friend of my young days. He is a wild mouse, but with a good heart. Marielle and Dandin are kindred spirits, both with a yearning to wander. Joseph's main worry was the lack of information about his daughter. He had received no news of Marielle from anywhere. Travellers, visitors to Redwall, passing birds, no creature knew their whereabouts or had heard anything at all concerning Marielle or Dandin. However, honest ones with troubled minds are often reassured by the appearance of Madin the Warrior in their dreams. Madin is the champion and founder of Redwall Abbey, a great warrior mouse who lived countless seasons ago. His guidance is peerless, and his words, though often shrouded in mystery, always carry a message of hope and truth. Little wonder, then, that a stout-hearted beast like Joseph the Bellmaker should find Martin, the spirit of Redwall, appearing in his dreams. I must confess that I was full of curiosity to learn of the message Martin had imparted to Joseph as his mind wandered the realms of slumber. But my good friend the Bellmaker was not ready to speak. He had not yet understood the meaning of Martin's words.